This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Hour number three of our get-together. Happy Hub Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, India has launched missiles into Pakistan. More details coming up, and also maybe part of a conversation that I'm about to have right now with our favorite congresswoman in the whole world, Kat Kamik. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. My two favorite guys in the whole world.
Oh, shit. Right on. Appreciate it. Well, besides your husband, right?
He's listening. He knows.
Yeah. I guess, first of all, this just came out about your App Store Freedom Act. Tell me how that works.
Okay, so we've been talking about holding big tech accountable for years, but no one ever does, and it's incredibly frustrating. And when you dig into it, it's a number of issues, including the App Store marketplace. So when you have your iPhone or your Android, you open it up and you only have the Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store. And what people don't realize is the apps that get put on there, they have to turn over 30% of their gross profits to Apple. All of the data that you share with that app goes to Apple and is controlled by Apple, including your email address, sensitive images, and things that you send on there. So whether it's Spotify or a dating app or Parler, we all remember Parler, the conservative social media app that got deplatformed by Apple. It's because Apple and Google have an oligopoly. And last I checked, us free market, you know, freedom-loving individuals, we were against these types of mega oligopoly, monopoly type setups. So not only are you as a consumer being hamstrung by big tech, but you could potentially be deplatformed, you could be censored, and it really suppresses innovation. So this is a huge, huge issue that no one's talking about, that is for once and for all going to hold the big tech companies like Google and Apple accountable.
And allow for more competition and startups and people who invent apps and stuff like that. You'll be able to download those as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's your do you own the device or not? You should be able to pick your marketplace that you utilize. And so this is going to allow for third-party marketplaces to establish themselves so you can spend your money and have your data and everything that you want managed by the company that you want. You shouldn't be beholden to just two companies. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And for all the right reasons, you've gotten involved in this, and you've got Senator Rand Paul and Senator Mike Lee on your side and a couple of heavy hitters. That's important. Now, the other big thing is the reconciliation to implement basically parts of the RAINS Act and use that language to kind of rein in the executive branch and give Congress more control. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not necessarily giving Congress more control. It's about giving the people the control. Because as it stands right now, we have executive branches, and it's Republicans and Democrats are equally guilty of this. So we need to be honest about that. For years, decades, all this power to implement major rules and regulations effectively law, has been controlled by the executive branch through the regulatory environment. Why that matters to us as everyday Americans is we pay for it, not just in dollars. And on the dollar front, it's pretty significant. $2 trillion with a T. $2 trillion a year is what we as taxpayers pay in enforcement and compliance of these regulations, many of which are special interest driven. They don't do anything to protect consumers or the environment or make things safer. They're just there for political reasons. So there is a financial element of we need to cut that $2 trillion out, put that back in the people's pockets. But we also need to put the power back in the people's hands through their elected representatives. So when you hear people say, we need to drain the swamp, well, here's how you do it. You tackle the unelected, nameless, faceless bureaucrats that dwell in basements all over Washington, D.C., and have 40-year-long careers where they basically are immune to any sort of accountability or transparency. You can't even find these people most of the time. So the RAINS Act is critically important because it is the largest regulatory reform effort in American history. It's been attempted multiple times. We've passed it out of the House. The Senate has never been able to pass it. Reconciliation is the vehicle that we will be able to actually move the RAINS Act. So you're going to hear me and Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Thomas Massey, Chip Roy, others talk about this really, really nonstop, incessantly, because it is so important. The president is going to be known as really the people's president if he passes this and signs this into law, because this is effectively the we the people move of draining the swamp and putting the power back in people's hands and the money back in their pockets. This is a generational change.
And is this part of eventually trying to live within a budget and maybe set some things up that won't be as easily undone? I mean, Doge did some great work uncovering things. How can you lock them in? Isn't that Congress has to do their job, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is with reconciliation, you've got a couple of things going on. You have the savings, right, which we're trying to identify $1.5 to $2 trillion worth of savings. It's not hard to identify that. I could give you $7 trillion that we could go after. And this is critically important because we're on an unsustainable path with our national debt. But when you look at reconciliation, if you were to say what's more important, making tax cuts permanent, a one-time cut to the federal budget, or regulatory reform, I would argue regulatory reform all day, because that is the way that we grow the economy, we give long-term certainty. No company is going to make these serious, massive capital investments in helping grow the economy and creating jobs if the regulatory regime is going to change every 4 years or every 8 years. The tax cuts can easily be undone by the next administration. Regulatory reform is really the only way that makes it stick. So we've got a three-prong approach we're tackling. It's very complicated, and one day, probably next week, I'd love to do a longer segment where I explain how reconciliation works, because it's so convoluted and in the weeds. And, you know, we've seen where there's a lot of fear-mongering around the cuts and things, that the more we know and the more people listening know about the process, the harder it is for them to fall into the trap of the fear-mongers and the legacy media. And I know our folks who listen don't do that. But we need to be ambassadors for this movement of reconciliation and cutting spending and getting our debt under control. So
yeah, we'll definitely.
I was going to use a word I can't on air.
Yeah, no, we're all over it. We'd love to have you on for a longer segment. And let me ask you to ponder this. You know, India fired some missiles into Pakistan. You know, they've had their skirmishes, this whole area of Kashmir. You know, they don't get along in that area for sure, to say the least. They're both nuclear powers. Do you think this is going to lead to something worse, or do you think this is just another, it gets heated up for a while and then it cools down?
Obviously, I hope the latter. I mean, what we're dealing with are, like you said, two nuclear powers. This has absolutely been a concern for a very long time that this could be a nuclear flashpoint. De-escalation in this situation is really, really important because this could effectively start World War III. Now, India is not an official ally or partner of the United States. They're not officially allies with anyone. That has just kind of been their MO for decades. we have exceptionally good ties and relationships with India. And so it puts the United States in a very unique position as it relates to Pakistan and India. What we're hoping for is calmer and cooler heads to prevail. Now, Kashmir has continuously been contested. This is going back further than people can imagine, but we don't need any more amping up of the temperature around the globe. You've got Iran and Israel going at it. You have Russia and Ukraine. Iran is sending countless individuals to Venezuela. You know, then Venezuela is flooding up the border. We have countless hotspots around the world. We don't need to add any more tension, certainly, because we're trying to take care of business here at home.
Right on. And let's hope cooler heads prevail. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Gators.
All right. Always go Gators. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot more to talk about. Some wins in the Trump camp, since it is a happy hump day, Trump day. We'll share that with you coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And we're back. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:22. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All righty, top stories. India launching missiles into Pakistan. We talked to the Congresswoman Kat Kamick about that. And State Department, of course, Marco Rubio keeping an eye on any sort of developments and hoping for the best and hoping that the situation will cool off. Both two big nuclear powers, we don't want them to go at it for sure. On a much, much lighter note, Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Hopefully you've already kind of given that more than just some thoughts. Maybe put some action to those thoughts and get it done, because the weekend's going to be here before you know it. So you want to make sure you take care of that. All right. We do have quite a bit going on and some wins for the president. Since it is a happy hump day, Trump Day, the Supreme Court gave President Donald Trump a big win Tuesday, allowing him to exclude openly transgender individuals from the military. In a brief order, the Supreme Court justices granted an emergency request from the Trump administration to lift a nationwide injunction blocking the policy. The court lifted the temporary injunction, and while litigation may continue, it's likely that the policy will stay in place. And the application for stay presented to Justice Kagan, and by her referred to, the court is granted, the order said. So, here's the thing. You don't have to leave the military service if you want to go by your biological gender. I don't think. I think this is just you can't be biologically one thing and then, well, here it is. This policy is inconsistent with the medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals with gender dysphoria. This policy is also inconsistent with shifting pronoun usage or the use of pronouns that inaccurately reflect an individual's sex. So that's part of the, you know, Trump executive order, prioritizing military excellence and readiness. And the U.S. government needs to establish high standards for troop readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity. And so for those reasons, that's inconsistent with these the folks that, you know, want to play a different role than the one that biology has given to them, so to speak. So the Supreme Court has backed him up on this. And in my mind, I think that's a good thing. I don't think that you need or should have a lot of distractions. You're going to have your hands full. You're going to be busy enough. And if we truly are going to be, you know, in a state of readiness and prepared, then, you know, the less distractions, the better, right? On the other hand, you've got a court ruling. A district court judge appointed by former President Joe Biden is requiring President Donald Trump to bring roughly 12,000 refugees to the United States in a new court order issued this week. Judge Jamal Whitehead, appointed to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington in 2023 by Biden, says that Trump must admit thousands of refugees who had been approved for resettlement in the U.S. before he signed an executive order to halt the refugee resettlement program. This court will not entertain the government's result-oriented rewriting of a judicial order that clearly says what it says. The government is free, of course, to seek further clarification from the Ninth Circuit, but the government is not free to disobey statutory and constitutional law and the direct orders of this court and the Ninth Circuit while it seeks such clarification. They went on to say the government's obligation to process, admit, and provide statutorily mandated resettlement support services to the injunction-protected refugees is immediate.
Wow.
These courts got a little attitude with them these days, don't they?
It
feels that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel that way. And, I mean, the Supreme Court is just going to have to continue to take up these issues. And, you know, the left, I guess they feel like they have a level of success just by standing in the way, getting in the way every chance they get, even if they don't end up with a legal victory.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they feel like it's worth their efforts just to, you know, block everything.
Right. Wow.
California woman has been convicted of aiding hundreds of illegal migrants in their efforts to obtain green cards by creating fraudulent medical records without authorization from a doctor. Chantel Laverne Woods of San Luis Obispo County pleaded guilty Monday to one count of presentation of false immigration document or application, one count of possession, attempt to distribute. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Central District, the 54-year-old woman has been operating a clinic called Medical Weight Loss and Immigration Services. Lose weight and gain a green card.
Wow.
What a concept, huh?
Okay.
It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about. Special guest coming up at 9. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:35. We've got our special guest in the studio, Ronald McDonald House newly crowned CEO, Stevie Doyle. Good morning, Stevie. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm great.
It is a pleasure to finally meet you, although I know you've been in several positions in the past, things related to helping the community. Give us a little idea of who you are and where you come from.
Absolutely. So I've been in Gainesville for quite some time. Always loved nonprofit, always worked in nonprofits. The Gainesville community is huge on giving back, and I get to play a big part in that in different roles throughout the years. Been with the American Cancer Society, did a lot of fundraising for cancer research and programs. Absolutely loved that. That's kind of where I fell in love with this world. Actually worked in the building that I'm currently in now. So the old Hope Lodge is now the Ronald McDonald House, our new, amazing, beautiful building. So I've had an office in this building twice now.
You know, if you do work for the American Cancer Society, there's no doubt exactly what's taking place there. But when you work for a place called the Ronald McDonald House, do you think from a marketing perspective, just about everybody knows what you're talking about? I would imagine, just taking a guess, in this community, more than likely, but not necessarily. Is it, you know, I guess it's part of your job. You got to get the word out of what you do, and then you can go ahead and describe what you do.
Absolutely. So people probably have, misconceptions about what we do or how we're funded and those kind of things. But realistically, at the end of the day, our job is to help families with critically ill children. So those families are either have a child that is in the hospital or they're outpatient and receiving treatments and needing to be, the family needs to be close, whether it's the siblings, mom, grandma, whoever it may be, they get to be close to that child, which is going to help them get better faster, feel loved, feel supported and cared for. And there's a lot of ways we get to do that.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. You have a lot of volunteers that come in and cook, because one of the first things that went through my mind years ago when I was first, you know, catching up on what it was about, was like, well, it must be like a giant McDonald's, but, you know, they're feeding and helping people that are going through, you know, medical issues with them and their kids. Of course, it's not a giant McDonald's at all. And so, yeah, that's part of the kind of the image you have to help to separate, yet they can't be separated completely, but you need volunteer and you need outside help as well, right? I mean, McDonald's doesn't fund all of it, do they?
Right. No, they do support us, and they're an incredible partner of ours. We even get some deliveries every week of fun things. So we have a whole freezer full of McDonald's chicken nuggets. Our kids love to throw them in the air fryer. They are so happy. But no, we're completely a nonprofit. We're fully funded by donors and support.
And you have a big event coming up. It's probably the biggest event, I think, for the Ronald McDonald House every year. And it is like the who's who. And I know that it must be an important event because it is on Greg's calendar and he is the king of the schmooze. So if he's there, there's got to be some, high quality, highfalutin type people there. Tell us what the Red Shoe event is and why we're talking about it months out.
Absolutely. So it's August 16th. It takes place in the O'Connell Center on the UF campus. An incredible evening. Red Shoe Affair has such a legacy in being an incredible event. Incredible food from Embers, great drinks, lots of fun, some entertainment. And we get the opportunity to share our heart with you guys as the community. So we're going to talk about who we are at Ronald McDonald House. We're going to share stories of our families and the impact donations make. But that whole event raises money for us to keep our doors open and keep serving families.
And the reason we're talking about it in the middle of May is because it is that popular of an event. It always sells out. And I'm giving everybody a heads up, maybe especially for those who haven't had a chance to participate and see how awesome it really is. So August 16th, when's the soonest that people can get a table or get a ticket?
Yesterday. So okay. We've sold, I think we've sold quite a few tickets, quite a few tables already, and we will continue to do so. Sponsorships are rolling in every day.
Yeah, because this is an ongoing thing. How many years? Do you know offhand how many years? It's been a few.
I don't know offhand. I have to figure that out.
Yeah, but it's
a long time.
Again, the success of the event is huge. And if people want to be a part of that, August 16th, and you get your tickets now, and they could just do a search for Ronald McDonald House. I think it's probably the easiest way to do that.
Yep.
What do you have as kind of your mission? What do you hope to accomplish other than to continue the great work that's already been done? Is there anything specific you're thinking, hey, when I get in there, I got some ideas?
I think we have an incredible new house that is beautiful. I encourage everyone to come by and take a tour. I will absolutely personally give you a tour if you want to come by and see the mission work we do. I get to do the fun stuff. So I want to play with I want our playground and our playroom to be updated and technology driven. I want the children to feel warm and welcome. We have so many kids that are at our house while siblings are in the hospital or they're going through a treatment or something themselves and they need a place to play. And we have a playroom, but I think that would be fun to kind of love on. And I really want to share our mission. I want you guys to hear our families, hear their hearts, hear their stories. It's the hardest season of their life and we're getting the opportunity to love on them then.
Wow. I like how you put that. I mean, it is. That's as parents, that's what we do. We worry about the health of our children. You know, it's our job. And there's some people that, come from all areas and they have all different backgrounds. And some of these people, I mean, for them to be away from their home, to be away from their work and all these things, not to even get to the stress of having a child that, you know, needs some of the special care. I mean, you're dealing with some folks that could be pretty frazzled, and they need some help and guidance, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. A warm meal goes a long way at the end of an evening. When they've been in the hospital sitting by their child's bedside all day, and when they come home to a visiting chef who's cooked them a delicious meal, it means the world to them.
Well, and they're staying around other people that are going through similar experiences. It's not like, the coldness of a hotel or motel or whatever. It's the warmness of, hey, we're all going through this. You know, we're all together in this battle. And so the house provides really kind of a home base for folks.
It's a community and a family. They all talk about the things that they understand together that only they understand at that season. So,
well, we want you to continue the great work. We're very proud that we're, the official radio station sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House. And we hope to continue the great work. And Stevie Doyle, under your new leadership, I think that things are going to continue to be successful. And I like what you talk about when you focus on some of the fun stuff, the playing, the things that help the kids to, not have their mind on the so many things that they're going through on the present and to still be kids again, to play.
One of the things that you mentioned are volunteers, and I know a lot of churches in our community and other organizations actually take time to come in and fix meals and prepare meals for the families. How can they get involved if they want to do more? And I'm sure there's lots of things you can find that they can be doing.
Absolutely. That is the biggest need of ours, especially in the summer. As a lot of students go home, we have a lot of student volunteers, but we would love for anyone to come in. You can sign up easily online to make a meal for all the families, and we do that every night. So our goal is to provide a hot meal every night through volunteer groups. We also have a sweets and treats kitchen. So as the summer lets out, a mom's home with her kids, come bake something and just love on our families that way.
You got a great kitchen and a beautiful cafe area there. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It is beautiful. Come have a tour. It's the best way to figure it out.
So when people volunteer to cook a meal, they bring the ingredients and cook it right there. So fresh and hot for everyone, right?
It's a big kitchen ready for that. We also can provide some ingredients that we get donated so we can kind of partner there as well.
Wow. All right. Well, I think we got the bases covered. And like I said, continued success. Don't forget the Red Shoe Affair. Tickets are already on sale. It sells out every year. It's August 16th. It is a big, big event. And Stevie Doyle, we appreciate your time and we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. It is 8:43. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got your top stories and more to talk about coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:48. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for taking the time, listening in, hanging out with us. We appreciate it. One of your top stories, India sent missiles into Pakistan. And, yep, it's all about that mountainous region of Kashmir that they have had disputes on going all the way back to 1947. So, yeah, hopefully it won't grow into any larger of any kind of conflict. And hopefully cooler minds will prevail. They're two large nuclear powers. We don't want them to face off against each other. The fallout literally wouldn't be good for anyone.
See what you did there.
Yeah. On this day, it is May the 7th, by the way.
Yep.
Heads up, Mother's Day is Sunday. Mm-hmm. Get it done. No more needs to be said. But on this day, May 7th, 1824, Ludwig van Beethoven, his ninth and final symphony debuted at Vienna's theater. And he had lost his hearing. I said, Greg, he had lost his hearing years earlier.
What'd you say, Bob?
The celebrated composer nonetheless conducts the first performance of his ninth symphony.
Isn't that amazing?
Is that the one? Is it? I think it is. I don't know. I shouldn't step out there on that, should I?
Isn't that his fifth?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What was his? Oh, his ninth was like Carnival Number 9 by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
That might be a stretch.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that's it?
Yeah, I don't think
so. What about the Beatles? Number 9.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, I established the pattern.
If you're into numerology, there's something going on there.
Anyway, who could forget old Ludwig? I have old concert tickets.
Oh,
look, I remember I saw Ludwig for $8, man.
Man, they've gone up since then, haven't they?
Down at the Miami Sportatorium. Good times, man.
Right.
That guy could, man, could that guy party.
He could rock it.
Well, yeah. Having established himself as one of the greatest composers of the era in the early 1800s, Beethoven had almost completely lost his hearing by 1814, so this was 10 years hence that the Symphony No. 9 was played, but continued to compose. The Ninth Symphony required the largest orchestra ever employed by Beethoven. Yeah. And it was unusual at the time for its use of voices in addition to instruments. Remember that? Welcome back, my friend.
I think you're. This is your Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
actually,
why.
That
explains
it is.
A lot. Yeah.
You'll be in the fine radio hands of Greg and Nick. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys will have fun. I'm going to go to a family reunion. And
I see for some folks, they're going, oh, that's fun. Or for other families, they're going, oh, family reunion.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. I've got great family. My mom's side in Philadelphia, she was one of 12. Wow. Irish Catholic family. So I literally have hundreds of cousins, hundreds of cousins.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're all getting, you know, a lot of us are getting a little bit older. So we want to kind of, you know, stay connected at least, you know, a little bit here and there. And remember some of the good times we used to visit on a regular basis, even though, you know, I didn't grow up there. And but we'd go. My dad was good about, you know, making sure that, you know, we got to visit her family. And the stories I could tell. Stories I could tell. We'll save it for when we just do things, you know, in podcast form.
So are you going to get, like, you know, bright orange T-shirts that say, you know, the family reunion? That way when you're all running around, you don't lose each other, you know.
My cousin Paul is pretty good about doing that kind of thing, and actually, my second cousin Paula, I'm pretty sure they will. They did it the last time, and they were nice. But it was called the last family reunion. And it was really the first for me, the first in many years.
Hmm.
But is not the last.
Well, but in this case, when you say the other one was the last, it just means previous. Yeah, well, that was the last one.
Or you could steal a line out of the Eagles and call it the When Hell Freezes Over reunion.
Yeah, but we know how that went over.
Well.
Then they were back.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good either way. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, sounds fun.
It is. It's always interesting to kind of connect, you know, with family. And it's more interesting, I think. Look, it's great if you get to grow up and have extended family all around you.
Sure.
I'm kind of even envious of that scenario for a lot of people. But there's also something to gain from living in their culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you think, well, you grew up outside Detroit. They lived in Philadelphia. No, there was a lot of differences, and it was there was a little tougher and edgier there. You sort of had to, you had to get street smarts.
Right.
And so I remember.
Well,
so
it's good that you're doing that, because you talk about nobody getting younger. It's unfortunate. A lot of families, the only time we get together are funerals. And nowadays, because the way people have moved around the country, we're not always even in the same city. They'll have a celebration of life. They'll put it on streaming, and everybody watches from wherever they are.
Yeah. But it is nice when you can, talk to each other face to face and reconnect.
Yeah.
And although a video is better than nothing,
right?
It is nice to be there in person.
Well, my mom, she was on Facebook before I was, and part of the reason was it was her way of connecting with people that she grew up with in Mississippi, family, again, cousins that she had not seen in maybe 50 years, literally.
Yeah.
And she stays in touch with a lot of family she would not have been able to otherwise.
Oh, you think, it's been years and years and years. It's like you pick up with some of those people right where you left off.
Yeah.
It's a very natural thing. And so I'm definitely looking forward to that. I've got it's a piece about restoring and protecting the Second Amendment rights for some veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give it the time it deserves. So I'm going to do it after the top of the hour. But there's a statement in there that kind of resonates, because I hadn't really given it much thought. But I'm sure many veterans who hear me, once I get into it, they're gonna know exactly where I'm going with this. But I think it's great information for everyone. Plus, it's the right thing to do, is protect the Second Amendment rights for everybody, including veterans,
yeah,
of course.
Big time.
So, yeah, we'll dig into that. We've got all your other top stories, the big headlines, and it is my version of Friday, so we'll stick a little fun in there too, right? You got it. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available on podcast. Yeah, you can download it wherever you normally get your podcast. There's your pattern right there. You can get it from Apple, from Spotify, or the Audacy app, Audacy, Audacy. And click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. The 9 o'clock stretch is next.